A new food analysis by the Integrated Food Security Phase Classification, a very scientific evaluation of food security, released today warns 18 million people across Sudan face acute hunger. It says this is the highest level of hunger ever recorded during the current harvest season, a period when more food is available. United Nations agencies say ongoing conflict, escalating violence, low agricultural production, high food prices, climate shocks, and displacement are exacerbating the food crisis. Adam Yao is the Deputy Food and Agriculture Representative in Sudan. He says hunger in this war-torn country will reach new levels during the lean season in May, when food stocks are at their lowest. Speaking from Sudan's Sennar state, he told journalists that more financial support and unimpeded access to people trapped in conflict hotspots are needed to ward off the worst.
The Sudanese people require more support, more than ever. Our immediate action to preserve the life and livelihood of rural Sudanese community is absolutely crucial. The longer we take to respond, the more life we expose to the imminent threat of famine.
Today marks 8 months since rival generals from the Sudanese armed forces and paramilitary support response forces plunged Sudan into a conflict described as one of the world's worst humanitarian crises. The World Food Program says the war has unleashed terror, violence, displacement, and immeasurable suffering. Despite this, WFP spokesperson for Sudan, Lenny Kensley, says the crisis is not getting the international focus and attention that is warranted. Speaking from Nairobi, Kenya, Kensley says regular and safe humanitarian access to civilians in areas worst hit by violence is inadequate, as is international financial support for a crisis of this magnitude.
Since the start of the conflict, WFP has provided life-saving assistance to over 5 million people, preventing an even worse deterioration of food security, especially in eastern and northern Sudan. Yet this is only scratching the surface compared to the immense needs that we are seeing on ground.
WFP reports only 1 in 5 people most urgently in need of food assistance in the Khartoum area has received it since the conflict started. It says it has been able to provide food aid to 500,000 people from Chad to West and Central Darfur since August. However, it notes WFP has been unable to provide desperately needed food to people in other parts of Darfur since June. This because armed groups have refused guarantees of safe access to the volatile areas. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The Sudanese people require more support, more than ever. Our immediate action to preserve the life and livelihood of rural Sudanese community is absolutely crucial. The longer we take to respond, the more life we expose to the imminent threat of famine.
Since the start of the conflict, WFP has provided life-saving assistance to over 5 million people, preventing an even worse deterioration of food security, especially in eastern and northern Sudan. Yet this is only scratching the surface compared to the immense needs that we are seeing on ground.